I'm here with Mark Ferrandino. He is the new House Minority Leader. And this is your first session as the Minority Leader, and you've pledged to help Democrats win back the majority next session. Republicans only hold a one-seat majority. How do you expect to do that this session, or what are things you're going to be doing to try and do that?
Starting when we come back January 11th, we need to put the partisanship aside and move to a partnership with the Republicans to get what's important done for the state of Colorado. Come the end of session, then we get back into the politics, and then my focus will be on the majority for the Democrats. But the best thing we can do during session is work with the Senate, with the governor's office.
There are several Democrats running for Congress, and the Senate president's also running for Congress. How do you keep the politics out of it, like you said, when it is an election year?
You know, there's always politics within this building, no matter what. It's the nature of the work we do. But what we need to do is be able to distinguish the things that are purely political from what is important to solve for the people of Colorado.
I know you've heard this, but Republicans have been very critical about some of the state house boundaries that will be in place for the next election. They were Democratic-drawn maps. They say they're politically vindictive by putting a lot of incumbents in the same seat as each other. Can you speak to that, and how do you move beyond that?
Two things. One, the commission passed originally bipartisan maps with both Republicans and Democrats in the unaffiliated voting forum. A few of the Republicans on the commission and others in the Republican Party decided to challenge those maps. I think those were really good maps for the people of Colorado. That being said, as we move into the upcoming session, the reapportionment is what happened. There are things in the past, you know, both Democrats and Republicans, it's reapportionment, other issues that people don't like or people are upset about. At the end of the day, we get hired to do a job, to work for the people of Colorado, and what our personal feelings are and what we are angry about should not bear on what we do as legislators for the people.
What are your top legislative priorities?
You know, number one is trying to get back this economy. We are seeing a recovery, but it's not strong enough. It is not gaining the steam that we would like to see it, and we need to continue to help build on that recovery and make it stronger so that people in Colorado, if they want to find a job, can get a job in Colorado. And we're going to work to make sure that we have a good education system that prepares our kids for the jobs of the 21st century, both K-12 education and higher education, because those are the key economic development tools we have in this state, is making sure we have an educated workforce. And we're going to be looking at some of the tax incentives and tax credits that we've done in the past and make sure they're working correctly. We want to make sure we're getting our best return on our investment for those incentives, and we're going to continue to evaluate them. Just because something was passed 20 years ago doesn't mean that it's working today, and we're going to try and continue to make sure that the people of Colorado, those tax dollars that they pay are being used the best investment, and we're going to hold corporations accountable. If they say they're going to create the job, then we're going to make sure that they're creating the jobs before they get those tax incentives.
Would that be a bill to analyze them, or would that mean eliminating some of the credits?
What we'd like to do is really around transparency and accountability, making sure that they are working. If they're not working, let's look at ones that are working and maybe move the resources that were going to those less efficient ones to the higher efficient ones to make sure that we are using and getting the best impact for our tax incentive dollars.
And I know last year there were some big issues like civil unions, and you sponsored that. It narrowly failed in the House. Are we going to see that come back? And how big of a priority is it for you?
So civil unions, of course, from a personal level, is very important to me. Senator Stedman will be introducing in the Senate. We do not have a House sponsor right now. We are looking to see if a Republican would be willing to sponsor. There are several Republicans in the House who have said they will support the bill, and we're seeing if one of them would be willing to put their name and sponsor it. We think that gives it a better chance of passing through the Republican-controlled House. It's an issue that's very important to me. It's supported by over 80%, or roughly 80% of Coloradans. You know, I hope we can get it done, but our main focus still is back to the economy and making sure that we can build a stronger economy for Colorado.
I've been speaking to Mark Ferrandino. He's the House Minority Leader from Denver. Thank you.
Thank you very much for having me.
I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.